Good evening. I'm Tom Hewitt here with a KUAC Newsminer update. There's a winner in the 2017 Yukon Quest. From the banks of the Chena River, KUAC's Molly Reddig has the story.
Here he comes. Come on, everybody.
Matt Hall mushed into a crowded finish chute and under a golden banner in downtown Fairbanks Tuesday, just in time for lunch. For the first time in 10 days, he didn't look tired. Neither did his 10 dogs. To get there, they had traveled nearly 1,000 miles together, through jumble ice, rocky summits, and 70-degree temperature swings. They passed the remote Yukon town where Hall grew up and the town where he lives today.
Welcome home, Matt! Matt Hall!
At 25 years old, Hall is the second youngest musher to win the Yukon Quest in its 34-year history. That's partly because he's been mushing since he was four. His parents have a homestead 6 miles downriver from Eagle, where they run a trap line and do dog tours. Hall was on a sled by age two and was driving his own dogs a couple years later. At the end of the shoot were his parents, Wayne and Scarlett, with pride shining on their faces. They'd found someone to take care of their 50 dogs so they could fly to Fairbanks and see their son win.
Well, that was one of those things, you just got to make it happen. Yeah, we had to make it happen. It was a close call, but we made it happen.
The Quest is a family tradition. His dad ran the race 3 times, and his mom has run the checkpoint in Eagle for 20-some years. Hall used to sleep in a box of T-shirts during race time.
He'd look out the windows till the team came, and then he'd race out and do whatever little chores they'd give him to do.
Hall learned to mush on the trapline trails of the Yukon River, and he wasn't always interested in racing. When he was a teenager, his dad recruited him to do 100-mile training runs.
And when it was over, he'd say, I'm never going to do this. I hate it. I'm not ever going to do this. And I said to him, well, when you run your first race, when it's over, you will do it. And he says, no, I'm not.
There was another family member waiting for him, too, a soft, tricolor dog named Keeper, who Matt has built his entire team around.
Oh, Keeper! There he is!
He dropped the 8-year-old dog in Dawson because he couldn't quite keep up and handed the team over to a lanky, orange-and-white dog named Anchor, who led him to victory.
Everything he's seeing right now is a new adventure for him, and then his just with his mentality and his drive to be up there, that going together is just turning him into an incredible lead dog.
Hall beat 3 former Yukon Quest champions this year, making a big run in the middle of the race to take the lead. He was neck and neck with Eureka musher Brent Sass as they crossed from Canada into Alaska. But Sass scratched outside central when 2 dogs collapsed unexpectedly, leaving Hall alone at the front of the pack, 6 hours ahead of the next musher, which was quite a surprise for him.
Expected to each year I've been running. This is my 4th Quest now to get a little closer and a little closer, but didn't expect a slingshot out front.
Hall said he was ready for lunch and eventually a long sleep. At the Yukon Quest finish in Fairbanks, I'm Molly Reddig.
Alaska Department of Transportation spokeswoman Meadow Bailey says work on the University Avenue Rehabilitation and Widening Project could begin this summer. Governor Bill Walker nixed funding for the $19.6 million project in June 2016, along with 7 other road projects to curb state spending. But last week, DOT announced the project would move forward after federal funding came into play. According to a DOT news release, 90% of the project will be funded by the Federal Highway Administration, and the state will fund the other 10%. The project will focus on a section of University Avenue from just south of the Chena River north to Thomas Street, and will be completed in 2019. Bailey said the Johansson Expressway, Geist Road, and University Avenue intersection will be widened this summer because DOT owns the right-of-way for this section of the project. The project's summer start is contingent upon meeting requirements for the National Environmental Protection Act. Both the Johansson Expressway and Geist Road would have 2 left-turn lanes and a designated right-turn lane, while the lanes on University Avenue would remain the same. According to the project page on the DOT website, the structurally deficient Chena River Bridge on University Avenue would be replaced. Bailey said it has not been determined whether the bridge would be replaced in summer 2018 or summer 2019. University Avenue will be equipped with a raised center median and left turn lanes at intersections without a traffic signal. Bailey said the improvements will benefit the heavy pedestrian traffic corridor on University Avenue as well. According to the DOT website, University Avenue's narrow sidewalks would be widened to 8 feet on the west side and 6 feet on the east side. The road shoulders will be widened to 4.5 feet, and bicycle lanes will be added. A couple of side streets will be improved, including Holverson Road. Bailey said this is to improve traffic flow affected by the medians. Project engineer Lauren Little said it's been a while since DOT has discussed the project with the public, and now that construction is imminent, there will be an open house in March. She said the time and date of that open house have not yet been set. For more on tonight's stories and others, visit KUAC.org or Newsminer.com. I'm Tom Hewitt.